Welcome to today's call on Renogen. Today we will be looking at the macro environment. LNG and helium demand are still set to experience some strong growth into the future. The future growth of the business, so management guided to reach an EBITDA between 5.7 billion rand and 6.2 billion rand. That's in 2027, 2028. It seems like it's closer to the 2028 mark and might be a bit delayed. Current market cap's around 1.8 billion rand. That jump came after the announcement of share purchase by ASPI, a NASDAQ listed company. And then phase one of it shows 2,700 gigajoule LNG and 350 kilogram of liquid helium per day. And that just shows where you reach phase two, the significant jump in growth. So for Renogen, it's quite important to get to that point. And then risks. So successful fundraising. I'll speak to a bit of the borrowing and how that changed from their financial 24 data to 2025. And also they still look to list on the NASDAQ at some point during the year. That it's a long timeline for them to realize these type of profits. So that's also a risk that it might either be further postponed into the future. And that is also part of the operational and execution risk. If anything goes wrong, that timeline will just be extended. Then in terms of pricing and revenue, a lot of it is out of management control. It's commodity prices and currencies that plays a big role. And then, of course, production, that's a bit of management in management's control there, but most of it's commodity prices and currencies. And then an audit key matter is also raised with going concern. While revenue jumped quite a bit, so did their cost of sales and operating expenses. It continues to increase. And the recommendation still remains as sell. The IV did increase to 920 per share, and we'll show that. We've changed a bit of the probabilities there.